Happy Father's Day. Good to see everybody here. This is the time of year that we get to be the fathers. And we get to be celebrated as the fathers. We're always blamed for being the dad. Today we get celebrated for being the dad. And I want to say thank you for everything that you do. You know, a dad, first of all, he teaches wisdom, and he tries to glean it from where he can so that he can teach it. He helps hold together the family, and he also shares the wisdom of God. And that's one of the most important things that we can do. And today, I've put together my tool belt here, and we are going to build a new generation. Listen, we are the wisdom of the ages, right? That's what Dad is blamed for. But we're also in the process of building a new generation. Today is the one day of year that you get celebrated for falling asleep during the movies, right? Have you ever done that, Dad? You know, that happens to me more often than not, watching the movie. We watch it and fall asleep. We get those neckties that we will never, ever wear, you know. It gets added to the collection of ties. And then also, more importantly, today is the day we get to tell dad jokes. And nobody can stop us, right? So let's try one out, okay? Let's try one out. Why does a dad take an extra pair of socks when he goes golfing? In case he gets a hole in one. There you go. All right. She's not even a dad. She knew that one. Good job. All right. So, if you know Tim the Tool Man, let's hear that. Arr, arr, arr. I guess that's how you do it. Shelly was trying to teach me this week how to do that. She's got it down. Can you do that for us? No. Okay. Arr, 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 arr. I don't know. It all kind of pans out there. But really, now that the ice is broken there, let me tell you, every dad is a builder. Every dad is a builder. And let me tell you, the tools we're going to talk about today, every dad uses them. Now, and every dad is building the next generation. It just depends on what that generation looks like after we're done with that generation. So dads, I know, you know, mamas, we get real sweet messages on Mother's Day. And dads, we always, you know, pile it in. And, you know, we get on to dads. But let me tell you, dads can handle it, right? If you can just tell me how to do it right, I'm all about it. Because I don't know how to do it all right. So dads, we're going to talk about that today. Whether you're raising kids, maybe you're mentoring youth, maybe you're coaching teams, or maybe you're just being that dependable guy who fixes stuff and shows up. Hey, you're building something, and the next generation is watching you. In Proverbs chapter 3, that's where I'm going to be today. Proverbs chapter 3, Solomon was one of the wisest dads in the Bible. And he gave his son a set of spiritual tools to build a life that will last. And we're going to talk about those things. We're going to explore it. We're going to use some dad jokes and maybe some metaphors that work along the way. Let's turn in our Bibles to Proverbs chapter 3. And we'll be looking at verse 1 through 4, but I'm not going to forget 5 and 6. You guys have already been talking about 5 and 6, and so in our monthly manna, but we'll get there. I'm going to focus in on 1 through 4 too. My child, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments, for they will provide a long and full life and well-being for you. Do not let mercy and truth leave you. bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart, and then you will find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and people. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Do not rely on your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all of your ways, and He will make your path straight. We need that, don't we? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You for being our Heavenly Father. Thank You for being good all the time. Thank You for having wisdom to share with us. And I thank You that You've given us Your Word as a blueprint of how to become a builder that builds good things, builds a good generation. And Father, thank You that You allow do-overs. Boy, do we appreciate that. I pray that You would help us as dads and as mentors, and maybe we're just that guy that shows up and fix things, but we show up. Help us to do that in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit as we do day in and day out. Forgive us where we fail You in the same way that we continually forgive from a heart that loves. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So when we get into the process of building things, the first thing that we need as we approach our tool bag, or maybe you have a toolbox at home, is that ever-present hammer. This is a very good tool, like almost like if you don't know what you're doing, just put a hammer on it, right? I've been told that this is the hammer of Thor. And if you hit your thumb, you will be Thor, very Thor. How many of you ever hit your thumb? Oh, my goodness. They told me, I was a machinist in the Air Force, and they said, you're going to be slamming. Can you believe that? You're going to be hitting this little bitty thing, and you're going to be slamming like this. I couldn't believe that until one day I was slamming hard. I hit my thumb too, but that's okay. Hammers are great. Now, let me tell you, I practiced using a hammer over and over until I finally got the point, finally got it done. Let me tell you, I nailed it. Have you ever watched a dad try to assemble a crib using full-on rage, right, and a YouTube and a butter knife? I'm telling you, it's a hard job to make those things. By the way, thank you for all the ways. Listen, we're building a new generation here, even with our pennies and our dimes, our nickels. Thank you for supporting that. We try as dads to build things, and sometimes it can be frustrating. You always get to the end of your project and you have one screw left over. And you're wondering, when is this thing going to fall apart? Or you don't have enough screws. How did I build this thing? Something happened. Let me tell you what a hammer does, Dad. It drives the point home, right? It's repetitive. Now, I was given the hammer of Thor, and it doesn't take very many pounds. One, two, three, it's home. But let me tell you, on a normal basis, and this is not a normal hammer, I was told. It's a kind of a conglomerate of two hammers put together. But if you have a normal hammer, it takes you a couple. You got to go through some whacking to get it done, right? To drive that point home. Listen what he says in Proverbs 3:1. Listen what he says. He says, my son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. A hammer will drive it home. Repetition. Son, don't forget what I taught you. It's the same thing as saying, how many times do I have to tell you? You ever done that before? Take out the trash. Whew, it's smelling bad in here. How many times do I have to tell you to clean your room, pick up your sock, put the laundry where it goes. You got to tell them all the time. Listen, being a dad is 90% repetition and 10% pretending like you know how to fix the lawnmower. Let me tell you, being a dad is 90% repetition and 10% pretending like you got the dishwasher fixed. It is 90% repetition, right? And thankfully, God is a God of repetition. He'll keep hammering it home with us too. I think that is great. Listen, dads, keep being repetitive. Tell them, okay, I know maybe some of you had a dad that was repetitive, but it wasn't always the good things. Listen, learn from that. Be the kind of dad, the guy that shows up, that fixes things, the mentor, the coach. Be the kind of dad like that. Be the kind of man like that, that repeats good things. Let them hear them. Let them hear you say, I love you. Let them hear you say, hey, I like that you do what you do well. And then when they say, Dad, how do I do whatever? Just show them again. Show them again. There's a really famous YouTube guy who's a dad, right? He's like, Dad, how do I? Look that up and see. He teaches you how to tie a tie. He teaches you how to use a stud finder. Of course, my wife is real good at that. She found me at seminary, but she had, you know, that stud finder. And how do you use a stud finder? He does that. How do you tie your shoes? I was talking to Matthew today. He's my son. He's right here. And I said, did I teach you how to tie a tie? And he said, I don't think so. I think I tried over and over, but it just didn't connect. You know, repetition. But somebody else, a mentor, a coach, somebody else that I provided in his life, taught him how to tie a tie. His uncle taught him how to tie a shoe. Listen, we try over and over, but, you know, when you're building a new generation, build into that new generation people who come along beside you and help build. That's good, right? They have hammers also. Keep hammering, Dad. And when your teenager rolls her eyes, or he rolls his eyes, you know they just about got it. They've heard it.
It's been 30 times you told me that. Well, then listen to what I'm saying, right?
God has to do the same thing to us, Dad. He's got to tell us over and over. As a matter of fact, you go through the Bible, it says the same thing over and over, doesn't it? I love that. I love the way God is patient like that. Keep hammering, Dad. One day they will thank you in a wedding toast or when they're sitting in therapy sessions, right? They go, well, my dad, yeah, I think he did pretty good. All right, let's go back to our toolbox so that we can continue to build. We're going to come in here and we're going to find ourselves. We're going to find a wrench. A wrench, man. This is great. Listen, I tried to fix it with a broken wrench, and it was a total twist of fate. We just tried over and over. Sometimes you get a wrench that's broken, and you can't do nothing with it. Proverbs 3:3 says this, let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck and write them on the tablet of your heart. Listen, we're writing on the tablet of our children's hearts. We're binding things around their necks. We are building a new generation. And even when we don't realize it, dads who are fathers, maybe we are people who are playing the role of dad with mentoring or coaching, or maybe we're just the man that shows up and helps fix things. We are building a new generation. We're building on the hearts the tablets of those little guys' hearts. The wrench does a good job at tightening things up. It helps keep things together. It keeps things from falling apart. It's a whole lot like a dad's character that binds a family together. Or the integrity of a man who is present in the life of those little guys. The integrity that says, my actions match my words. Now we do that either on purpose or we don't realize that our actions, maybe they're matching our words. And it's not the right kind. We have to be aware of what we're doing. We want our you know how they say, do what I say, not what I do, son. Well, let it be that what you say is what you do. Amen? Because Jesus was like that. And He wants us to be like that. If the wrench is broken, it can't help you do anything. It's just broken. It will not do anything but make everything rounded. And you're trying to get on those straight edges, right? And it's just around it. Listen, if a dad's character is broken, he cannot help. Your character is your identity. It's your integrity. And let me tell you, kids can smell hypocrisy quicker than they can burnt popcorn, right? You ever smell burnt popcorn? It's pretty bad. Solomon says this. Solomon says, wear love and faithfulness around your neck in plain sight. Don't just say it. Live it. Don't just say, I love you, although do say that. Boy, they need to hear that, don't they? They need to hear that. But live it. Live that I love you. Will they be able to go through a day with Dad that he didn't say it, but boy, they sure didn't know it? Hug them. Hug them. And let them feel, you know, the strongness of a man that hugs them and loves them and lets them feel like they are safe. Don't just say I love you, but live like it. When you're in the living room, when you're in the office, and especially if they're riding with you in traffic. You ever done that before? Like, okay, kids, I'm sorry. I don't know. That can be a problem. A family does not need perfection, Dad, but they do need consistency. We got to tighten up our faithfulness. We got to make sure that your kids see a dad whose life holds together even when the garage door will not. That can be a problem. All right, dads, let's keep building. Let's look in the tool belt here, and we're going to find ourselves a screwdriver. Why did the screwdriver get promoted? Because it finally turned things around. That's a good one. That's a good one. All right. Way to go, Dad. Listen, a screwdriver. In chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord. Don't lean on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. The screwdriver. It's the most honest tool in our toolbox. Usually, if the hammer won't work, we try to go for the screwdriver. If we don't know what we're doing, which is usually the case, we don't know what we're doing. We're trying. It doesn't just tighten things, but it turns. Being a dad sometimes means having the courage to make a U-turn in life. Yeah? It's a course correction. It's a pivot towards your family. It's a pivot toward trusting God as a dad, as a mentor, as a person who shows up and just fixes things and is there on a regular basis. If you have that kind of courage, Solomon says this, don't lean on your own understanding. The translation is, you don't know everything. Especially if you think that duct tape will fix plumbing. You don't know everything. Although duct tape does fix plumbing. I've even tried it. I think it does. Let your kids see you turn toward God. Let your kids see that when you fail, not if you fail, that you make the course correction. Let them see the blueprint in life of how to make things right. If they can't see Dad make those needed changes, then they'll never know how to do it on their own. And you can instill courage in those kids to turn to God when they need to. Now listen, they're always going to come back to a dad or a mentor or that person that shows up and fixes things. They're going to turn to them for advice. But when you're getting your advice from God, you're going to be sharing with them the way that they can become the kind of generation that becomes a godly generation. Let them see you turn to God. Catch praying. You ever thought about that? I know moms will have their Bibles out and they'll be praying. But boy, when Dad does that, that's pretty powerful too, don't you think? Let them see you turn to God. Let them watch you trust God when things just don't make sense. And believe me, the kids know when things don't make sense. The kids know when the family needs to trust in something more than intellect. They need God in this situation. Let them see that that's what you do, that that's how you function too. When life is spinning out of sorts, don't fake it, but faith it. Let them see you do that. Show your kids how you're humble before God and you're turning to Him. That's how you get that straightened path. When you're driving a car, I have found that you don't hold the steering wheel straight. You got to do this. I thought it was funny in those old-timey movies, they're doing this. Like, you cannot drive like that. This does not work. Sometimes dads, we do that though, don't we? We're not very consistent. We're not driving the same points home. We're not doing the same things that we ought to be doing. Come home, be a part of the family, do the things that you need to do. We need men in the community who make good decisions. We need men at home and a part of family life. We need to have men in the community who will take those kids that come to them on the baseball team that maybe don't have a dad at home or good family life. You'd be surprised how many just drawn towards you. That YouTube guy, he has 6 million people who go to his website, and all he does is just say, well, you take that screwdriver, you put it in the screw, and you turn it and push. He's just teaching them how to do things that dads do. And you can do the same thing. Listen, we're building a new generation. I hear people say this a lot. I'm raising children. You're not. You're raising adults. You're building a new generation. Your children are going to fill the pews in a church. They're going to be teaching and in Sunday schools. They're going to be leading worship. They're going to be out there playing those instruments, leading in prayer. Your children are not going to be your children. They're going to be adults. You're building a new generation, Dad. And let's do that with the blueprint that God gave us. The blueprint is wonderful right here. It is the Word of God. Let me tell you, you can write it into your phone, or you can make a mental note of it, but the finished product should look like Micah 6:8. Write that down, and look that up. The Micah 6:8. If you want to hear somebody famous who quoted it, Marshall Dillon on Gunsmoke quoted that. So you know that's good information, don't you? But it comes right out of the Bible. What kind of men ought we be? What kind of Christians ought we be? What kind of moms should we be? What kind of mentors and coaches and men that just show up and fix things ought we be? Micah 6:8 will take you there. Dads, keep on hammering it home, because eventually they're going to get it, right? Don't. And when you say that, they're like, oh no, we're going to get it. No, they will get it. They will finally get the point. Keep on tightening up that character, the integrity. Be the same guy at home as you are at work, as you are at church. Be that same one. And then the most important, crucial part is our turning back to God. Keep that screwdriver always handy, because you need it all the time. I'm telling you, that is good. It's good to have everybody here today. Thank you for coming this morning. Listen, tonight you're going to get an opportunity to share with your family. You'll get to be a dad at home. Probably what is going to happen is you'll finally get that steak dinner today, and then you're also going to get the bill. That's you know, dads, we get all that. We get to buy Mama's Day meals, and we get to buy Father's Day meals. That's okay, because that's what we do, and that's the way we want it done. So everybody give me a good arr, 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 arr. Yeah, that's right. Listen, I know we got a lot of things to work on. Let's stand together, and I want to invite you to think about these things. Dads, what are you hammering home? Mentors. Maybe you're the coach. Maybe you're that guy that shows up and fixes things. Man, we need you guys too. What are you hammering home with the way you speak to your children? With the way that you teach? What are you hammering home? Are you adding God's word into it? Are you trying to show them that you can hit a nail in, but also you can keep on serving God over and over every day? What kinds of things are you trying to bind together with your wrench? What does your consistency look like? When your children see you, do they see that integrity? Or at least we're trying. We're not perfect, but we are consistent. That helps a lot. And when you do, I mean, God bless you, dads. We do. We sometimes fail the mark in horrible ways. But do they see that you turn back to God? Do they see that you apologize? Are you big enough to apologize? Do they see that? Maybe that's something you need to pray about. Today it's Father's Day. We get to celebrate. And we get to tell those good old dad jokes. But we also get to show our kids day in and day out how to serve God in a good way. Let's bow our heads.